now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. 4th of July Beer Pong Champion, and I'm here with Crier, a.k.a. the robot poop cleaner. How are you, Crier?
My janitorial duties are in full swing. Yeah, so
you're going ham over there. I don't have a good joke. I don't got a good joke.
Nothing.
Something with shit.
Nothing.
Something with poop.
Doing good. We had some fun last night. We just went swimming all day. Hayes was champion in the pool. He finally figured out how to swim underwater, and so he was like super proud and like fucking just going.
So everyone listening, you can probably understand the levels of where Crier is, where his kid's learning to swim underwater in the pool all day, to my level where I, for the first time ever, put my dog in the water and he swam by himself. Shark suit, so Luffy was swimming with a little shark suit. I will obviously have to post that on Twitter so you guys can all see. But yeah, he has kids. I have a dog. So you can see where the
dog
level.
Kid, dog child. Dog,
I don't know, but I don't like when people say that. It's kind of weird.
Gonna get one of those like little strollers.
No. We're pushing it. He already has a backpack that has a bunch of like One Piece stuff on it. So I already, that's my limit.
He's got enough accessories already.
Yeah, he already has exactly. But all right, let's dive into some NFT stuff. And we got to start from where we began just now, the poop cleaning, the robot
poop cleaning
specifically. So Crier, I can never freaking name this. Like I can't pronounce
heavy. Just call it heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
HVMTL, which is the, you know, the post mean heavy metal.
It's like Web3 is just,
they just cut out some of the
English language is already the worst language when it comes to
spelling. You just cut a couple vowels out and then
you just cut it, right?
You just have a new Web3 game.
You have a new Web3 game. All right, perfect. So how is heavy metal treating you and others in NRN as well as outside of NRN, everyone?
Yeah, so we got a couple of people doing it. Probably got like a good 12, 14 people in the NRN chat talking about it. I think it's kind of interesting in the sense that there is a future like purpose for the NFT that you're building. So it does give me like the idea of like a Tamagotchi that you're growing into the next stage. He said in a tweet, you're picturing this as like your Charmander. Later on, you're going to get your Charizard, right? Where you get the, you're upgrading this NFT over the life cycle of this game. So there's six seasons. The first three seasons, again, we've talked about a little bit, but it's just you're going to be voting with the energy that you create by building a house, essentially. That's right. It's original Charmander over there.
Charmander right here, baby. Keep going.
So you're getting that energy by building up your house. You know, it's like a little build it game. You can build up walls and floors and decorations and all this stuff. But essentially, you're just trying to open up these portals that get you more energy. The more energy you have, the more times you can vote. And that's the worst part of the game. It's really stupid. You're essentially like voting in a popularity contest for who wins every day, which I think is very stupid. And I would much rather it be about like just creating the energy. Just, yeah, like there's huge discrepancies in people's like at the top versus the bottom already. Like people are already over 10 million energy on, and I would say I played a good amount, and it's more of like, you just come back and do whatever. It's like very idle, but, I'm at like maybe 3 million. So people have already done, you know, three times higher than I have on terms of like getting to where you need to be. So there's definitely it's definitely a skill base where you're, you know, if it's just like an energy leaderboard, I think that would be better to me. Because it showed that people actually took the time to build a proper strategy to make it create energy faster, right? I think that's like the only thing you're essentially doing. But as like a gameplay idea, yeah, it's not very fun. It's very, you know, tedious. You're just literally petting a robot, letting it go in a portal to get energy, and then, you know, building plots essentially with
decorating. No, say the other thing.
What?
What else are you doing?
Oh, cleaning poop. Yeah.
Thank you. That's the main thing here. Yeah, I actually want to talk about something that you just said outside of this game, where this voting system, which pisses me off because, like you said, it's a popularity contest, and I'm going to say it's a joke, half joke, half not. So, Cry, I've come to the conclusion that a lot of people in Web3 were very unpopular in high school, and they've now turned Web3 into this high school popularity contest because they were so unpopular in high school. Now they have to bring it over. This is a full cycle, and have the opportunity to be the popular kid here. And now they're making it into this popularity contest that the individuals that either one didn't give a crap if they're popular or not, or two were decently popular in high school. We already grew up. We're trying to make some money. We're trying to have some fun. We're trying to have build a community. And now all these individuals have made it into something that people look at it. You and I have probably never had this conversation about this popularity contest and how it feels like that. But I would assure you, if I asked you, do you have that feeling?
Yeah, I mean,
in Web3?
Yeah, I think it's 110%. That's why I hate the spaces and all that stuff, just because it's just like drama and bullshit. And
it's ridiculous. It's not about innovating. It's not about the true aspect of like this technology and what we're capable of doing and the future of it and branding and IP and all the above. So it's pretty funny. And yeah, shout out to all you tryhards in making this space.
What I feel like they tried to do is make it to be like, it's almost like a new GM. Like, hey man, vote for me. Like, that's essentially what I thought they were trying to create, but it's very tedious and it doesn't, like, you know, like, hey man, just, you know, if you see me on Twitter, hit me up on my GM. But like, they made it to where it's like, I'm not spending real money to do this. Like, there's people spending a lot of money on ApeCoin to do this stuff. And I think that's very, I don't know, I think it's very stupid. And I think
I feel like they did a really good job.
It's very cash grabby feeling.
Exactly. And I feel like they... This is what pisses me off. So they already did Dookie Dash, and they did a phenomenal job on the sense of the actual scoring, the whole nine. It's a skill-based aspect, the skill-based game where you're going to be rewarded if you're good. On this side, now you're going to be rewarded if you have a massive following. And unfortunately, like there's more people with less of a big following than people with a massive following.
Yeah, so the people who, it's just like they vote for the ones that have a massive following and the other people don't get very much. So like, we essentially made it to where we have a group of like 12 people that just rotate. We rotate and pick one person a day and vote them up. So we get like top, I don't know, I think Frankie got like, I don't know, top 40 or something like that. So, he was, you know, he's hustling for votes and shit like that. I feel like it's like, you're like, I don't know. It just seems like
it's like campaigning. Oh, it's like campaigning.
Yeah, it's like he's always, he's just like, you know, kissing babies and running around. I feel like that just is so dumb to me. But again, I think like he wants to do it because he wants the higher.
Of course, if you have the time, the patience to do it.
You know, if you get top 10 things, I mean, I'm sure they're gonna sell for quite a bit. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something on that side. Is it monthly? Is it weekly? Is it daily? Like, how's this?
So there's seasons. There's three seasons, and each season is 2 weeks, I believe. So, there's 3 weeks. Sorry. So the halfway point is going to be 9 weeks from now, and then at that point, we think that people that don't have enough energy created or generated on their thing won't be able to move on. So most likely, like, 60-70% of these won't be able to move on to the next stage because people aren't playing it.
Okay. Now, my next question to you, I feel like we talked about it before, but your expectations of this game versus the reality of this game, high, low, happy, mad, middle?
I would say, I mean, I didn't expect it to be like fun. I expected it to be what it is, like where you're just kind of like making energy and doing the stuff like a Clash of Clans type stuff without the fighting, which is fine. But I just wish it was a little less tedious. Like I would definitely say I had expected it, but a little less on the side of like, there's just too many, like you can't just like actually idle. Like to actually play the game, you have to have the screen open and it has to be on. Like you can't exit the app and come back later and the time's progressed. Like you have to leave it on, which I think is very, like it's a pain in the ass. Like, right? Like you come back, you leave it on. You know, if it's the active window of your browser, then it's actively going, and it's gonna be, you know, you come back, there's just like shit everywhere, and you have to click a bunch of times. Like, it's just very tedious on that type of stuff. So I don't think they could have made it a way less tedious, way less involved, I would say, and make it more like an actual idle game. I think it would have been way better, because it would be more like how a Tamagotchi is, where you're like, oh, I'm just gonna feed this shit, and then, like, you know, whatever.
You know what's really funny? I was probably like a month and a half ago, I was actually looking at getting a Tamagotchi, because there was a collab with Tamagotchi and One Piece, and that you could get one of the characters, his name is Chopper, as a Tamagotchi. It was just funny how you're mentioning in Tamagotchi now, and I was going to actually buy one like an idiot and probably just feed it 4 days and then forget about it.
And let it die.
But yeah, did want to mention that. By the way, growing up, massive Tamagotchi fan. I remember in...
Yeah, I definitely had a Tamagotchi.
In elementary school, I was... Whew.
I had one that was like a battle bot. Like, you could... You ever have those?
Oh, I had the cute one, and that's about it. It was just
there's one that you could like grow, and then you could put them together, and they would fight. Like, how it's like a pre Pokemon.
No way.
Type thing. Yeah,
okay.
It was really cool.
My
sister definitely had those things, and the other ones, absolutely, too, the regular ones. Those were cool. Now, what was the other one? Was it another one? There was like a third one that wasn't a Tamagotchi. I can't remember the name of it, but it was also like a Japanese name. I don't know. Whatever. I'm sure there is.
I don't remember, but my next question to you is, for the individuals that want to look into it, it is a two-parter on the question side. Number one, let's say you just finally read about this, you're like, oh crap, I've been out of the game for some time, I want to get into this game. Do they still have time to be successful enough to get it now?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And again, be successful. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, I have two bots, and I started the second one I bought later when the price fell, and to maximize your energy and all this stuff, you need four bots, and each one goes to like a specific portal, right? In the game, right? So that's if you're like trying to max it out and trying to be like, you know, you'll get enough of votes, you'll be top, you know, whatever. You get legendary pieces essentially, if you do it that way. So it's going to cost you a lot. Like, I think they're 0.6, right? I think the low is 0.4. They came back pretty well. But I think that just the mechanism of how you do it, there's so many ways to now, people have optimized it, right? Like, I just kind of went in, made something, and then my second one, I was like, oh, I'm going to follow what this guy did, because it was way more, you know, easier. And like, my second one is way past my first one, just because, like optimize the beginning.
No, it makes sense.
Right? So
yeah.
So I mean, starting off, exactly. Like, if I had waited just, you know, 6 hours and watched somebody else that was probably, you know, actually knew what they were doing, or just like was good at strategy on that side.
Listen, sometimes you want to feel alive. You just go in.
Yeah. Just
figure it out. That's why you got your second one. Duh.
Yeah, exactly. So the second one's blown past that one. So I do think it's really easy to get to where like other people are. Like, everyone's now at the stage where it takes a couple hours to do anything, like when you're making new tile or something like that. So, you know, and we have enough energy to vote like a lot, so people don't really worry about it. That's where I'm at right now. I'm just like, I'm going to trade with these 12 people every day, and that's about it. And
well,
I'll probably
listen,
get like a couple rare ones.
If but there's 12...
I do think the next stage is super interesting. Like, just as a gamer in general, the way that he's describing it is now like the next piece will be like your entrance into a global game that's going to like continually grow over time and be like a leaderboard of sorts.
It's like evolving.
And I think it garners like attention. And I just think it garners attention. Like, just how this one got negative attention, I would say, but the first one did really well and got like actual people. And I think the people like on the streaming side, when they realize they have like the next stage is coming, and you're actually like fighting them or actually doing some sort of competitive item with them, I think it will be a different story. I think they'll start getting a lot of traction.
They got to release a trailer sooner rather than later if we want to try to get some people in there, right?
Yeah, I agree. It could be really bad also. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Yuga. I think they're lined up correctly. Now, my next question to you is, and I probably should know the answer to this, mobile, an app, PC.
Oh yeah, you can. It's just a website, so you can go on PC or mobile.
I'm kind of disappointed that they weren't able to make an app for this. I feel like they would have aligned a lot better.
I would have much preferred an app. And yeah. I wish the only, like, again, the only thing I really would like is if you didn't have to be there, like with the screen on, or like if you're like, if you're playing mobile, you have to sit there and let it like tick down in real time with the screen on. You can't yeah, it's very, cause it's, I guess, I don't know what their mechanism is. I guess they're trying to prevent like cheating or something like that, but
that's crazy.
I don't think the way that they address that is a good, good way.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, we've been in this space long enough for the last, 2 years now, 3 years, you a lot more as well. Unfortunately, how this works in Web3 is we're building in the open. We're building at a different pace than what we're seeing in other video games that we've grown to love for the last 20, 30 years. Is that, listen, you're going to get a product that's not 100%. And if you stick around until that 100%, you're going to be heavily rewarded. Now, unfortunately, that means that you have to play through the bad stages of the game. And as you and I, being these nerds that we are, we don't like playing bad games. And this is, it turns into more of a job than actually playing a game you enjoy. 100%. So if you're a super fan of the product, like, listen, if you slap Marvel on this thing, you know, my happy ass would be all over it, even if it sucked. So same exact thing for other individuals. And on this side, hey, if you're in the Bored Ape, the Yuga ecosystem, or want to be a part of it, this is that opportunity. Imagine reading those first Marvel comics or playing those first Marvel games. They weren't as good as what we have now. And imagine if you had the opportunity to grow with on the bad side, all the ugly at the beginning, and now you're being heavily rewarded with all these Marvel movies, these shows, and now you have pieces of that, maybe shares, royalties, etc., of all these things that have been generated. This is the opportunity that Web3 has for a lot of people, is that you're starting at the bottom, and if you go through it and you're that fan, that super fan, this is what it's catering to, and you are a part of it, you can be heavily rewarded at the end and have an incredible time doing it as well. And if you're on the content creating time a side of things, it's a great opportunity to be that guy or that girl that was there day one creating all these things. And when the game is so popular, who are they going to go? The brand new person that just started doing it, or the person that's been there since literally day one? It's going to give a good advantage on the content creating side. The last thing I wanted to mention, damn, I had something else for us and I completely forgot. Does this have any connection to the other side?
I definitely think it will eventually have some sort of connection to the other side. Like they were showing us bots in the alpha, and you know, you're making a bot essentially that will, you know, I guarantee you there will be some sort of way to connect them. And again, I think that's their whole goal, is they're trying to make NFT, like they're, you know, their first, like, you got to think of it as a different game, right? Like, it's not like a, you know, this mini game, oh yeah, that was kind of fun, but it was dumb. The next one, kind of fun, but it was dumb. I think the point is that you're doing these little challenges over and over. You may like them, you may not like them, but either way, if you're actually participating and actually, you know, doing a good job on it, like your vantage is huge. Like, massive. The person that's in,
unbelievable.
Like you'll have a very large, and if it does turn out to be a really cool game, which I think they, you know, they have a ton of tools at their disposal, right? And I think they have good
capital.
They have a lot of, well, they have a lot of capital. I think they just themselves are just genuinely, I think they make interesting things. Like when I did the other, like we talked about the other side, you know, I was like, it was interesting because like, I'm not using, you know, they're trying to change the controller, right? They make your voice the controller. They're trying to do something. They're trying to make something different and new. And they're trying, everything that they center around is the social aspect, and the you know, you can only play these things with Ethereum because this is the mechanism of what they're doing,
or ApeCoin,
is that huge global leaderboard, and it's secure and it's real, and that's where you can introduce in real money into the things. Like, you can't do that unless you have something that has security. Like, that's probably one of the reasons that people don't get into this on like a lot on the actual gaming side, and they reduce, you know, look at the progression of most games, like they're getting rid of trading person to person because it's becoming like, I feel like most games now are, you know, like we looked at Diablo 4, you can't trade with anybody. Like, why? Like, why can't I trade with a fucking person? That's the point of playing an RPG, is to like buy and sell and trade goods so that you can make your character better. And like, instead of just getting items randomly all the time, like, I don't understand that. And I feel like that's the trend that people are getting to, is it's, there's not like the, I don't know, the needed security. Like, it's always on a gray market type exchange when you're buying and selling an item on like an RPG or something like that. Right. So, and I do think that they're trying to make it to where, yeah, this might be their first iteration or whatever, but I do think long-term, I think they're going to make something pretty cool.
All right. Well, hey, listen, we're going to be on this journey with you outside watching you right. And your other 12 or 11 other individuals. Hey, by the way, if you're listening, you're not in the Discord and you want to be number 13 or 14 or 15. They're always looking for some hope over there. They, you know, you can get some votes, get them votes as well. And you want to do this as a team. Again, that's why we build NRN, to be honest, is so that content creators don't have to do this by themselves. And we have a pretty big team doing things behind the scenes, helping podcasts, spaces, threads, newsletters, etc. Same exact thing over here. If you're looking for a guild, a gaming guild for these things, of course, go head over to Crier. But by the way, we still have another gaming guild. It's called Marvel Snap. You ever want to do that? I'm your guy. And hopefully by the end of the year, if not early next year, we will actually have guilds in Marvel Snap. Just wanted to say that. So I'll be your leader. Yeah. And I'm just gonna be your leader. I wanna be the dictator, probably, to be honest. But all right, let's talk about something else. So last time we talked about Azuki and going to shambles, and I still think it's in shambles. I mean, we've personally been pretty vocal on the Zagabond aspect of it. I just don't trust the person that faked their identity, especially being a guy to a girl, and on top of that, rugged maybe 2-3 projects. Others say it was failed attempts. Sure, you can take that route, but the other thing was kind of weird. Number one. Now we have a brand new project that has come out. If I'm not mistaken, what is it called? Crier Ether?
Ether. Yeah. So they were released on, what was it, like 2 days ago for a whitelist. So you were able to get the whitelist for it. The price of the mint is 0.65. And if you were on the whitelist, it was 0.35. It was only 1,500. It was a 10K collection. This originally was a 10K collection at 1 ETH. They first reduced the price to 0.65, and then they reduced the supply to 5,555, which I think is hilarious because, you know, you've literally cut half the supply and like 40% of the price. So you're, you know, you've reduced the money that you need to get this company going by, you know, 60% at least. So why did you ask for that much to begin with, is my first question. You know, I think that was bad choice. So they pretty much are now having the rest of the collection, I think, comes out in a couple days from now at 0.65. I don't think it's going to go well. I think it's going to be, it's a public mint. Artwork is interesting. It's like that, but I just don't think that there is enough demand to even soak that up, right? Why are people paying 0.65? You can't even keep your other collections that you've enjoyed this entire time, you know, are down 99%. So I think it would much rather be something that's proved themselves a little bit.
98%. Please 98. Be careful.
Sorry.
Yeah, not 99.
But yeah, so we had that. We also had the captain's release. We didn't really talk about the captain's release.
Ouch.
I think that pretty much instantly got a, they were at like, I think the high of 9 first, I think they were at 7 when they were talking about the art reveal. Now they're at 6. They went down to like 5.2-ish. I do think that the artwork isn't very good, but their whole idea is that you get like trait packs and you can customize your PFP, which, I mean, it's a dynamic PFP. They're trying something new. We'll see. I mean, they didn't. I personally think they look very bad on the terms of just like how they look. But you can change all aspects of them, which I think the ones that you people are showing a lot of times are like the just most ridiculous ones.
Let me ask you, on this is Meme Land, right?
Yeah.
So Meme Land is the same one. Is it with the potatoes?
Yeah.
I'm just blown away by some of these projects that they start as literally a dancing potato, and now we have like a full blown anime style art, which is just like crazy to me personally. Just like on like the flip side, like even like Bored Ape, like they're monkeys, and then out of nowhere we just have freaking robots that don't look anything like the monkeys. So it's just pretty funny.
Yeah, the original
just like
idea.
Like the original, I mean, hey, listen, you think about the original superheroes or anything.
Well, it just shows you like on the IP side of it, like they're not very valuable unless the IP was already created and you already have a tie to it, right? Like we've talked about that before too. So, I mean,
it's interesting.
It's definitely interesting. But yeah, so they release, they've been trailing upwards. They're still on the plate of getting the meme token airdrop, which is based on a few factors coming up. If you entered the raffle, all that stuff, if you own a captains, you got, I think you just get an allotment of meme, similar to how Apes is doing, you know, they got their allotment of Ape coin.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes. I don't think them surviving after the meme token very long in terms of just like super high floor price. I don't see why, just how everything collection is kind of is, once you would deflate that like speculation and hype, you know, we saw with the Zuki dropping from 17 or 18 ETH to
seven, eight
with a low of like five. Like they're at like seven,
that's 7.2,
10, seven and change,
7.2.
So
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
freaking wild.
And again, like Meme Land dropped instantly. Bored Apes down to like 29. I do think there's a lot of, you know, mutants at six,
30. But I'm probably not even looking at the right floor. You're probably right. It's 29. Golly. Well, hey, listen, Crime.
You never look at the right floor. You look at the wrong website.
I always look at the wrong website. Hey, listen, I know things are down. I know things are bad, but this is a great opportunity. If you still believe in the space, you still believe in that brand, you still believe in that community, you still believe in those founders, that team, this is a great opportunity to start scooping some things up. I'm going to personally say I've actually been on the little shopping spree for my – no, not yet. I'm on a little shopping spree soon to get another cool cat. I've been looking at that. And number two, I'm also looking to get another to sell a doodle to finally get the girlfriend her freaking doodle.
The real doodle.
Yeah, it's not really working on that end right now.
I mean, it's a great time to do it, right? You just
absolutely
flip it. You can just probably find your plethora of very strict criteria.
Yeah, it's very strict. We'll see how it goes. I'll personally say right now, the three things I'm selling right now are two dead fellas to get my holding to six instead of eight. And then I'm in the market to sell one Sappy Seal. That's what I'm looking at right now. That will allow me to probably get one cool cat. By the way, I've seen cool cat floor go from 0.55 to 0.7 the last like 24 hours. And I'm so pissed. I should have just bought a floor one and then sold it for 0.7 and just had more money. But it is what it is. But yeah, that's what
I mean, literally everything was 20% cheaper than it was yesterday. Like today,
it's ridiculous.
It's up 20% across the board because I think there was just some really good opportunities. I mean, Apes went down to like 25, 26. And I do, I mean, again, like these are prices that we haven't seen in over a year. They're correlating very much so with that idea of, you know, literally everyone is saying the world is ending. You know, this is. I will say, just with NFTs in general, it's very hard to find the ones that are actually delivering, right? Like everyone is being in that, you know, Azuki just got stress tests. Yuga is getting stress tests. Are they able to, you know, rise out of this and actually hold their value? Like, I mean, these valuations are still extremely high for the utility of that they bring, right?
Absolutely. You can all find out next. On next week's episode of Dragon, I mean, Nerd FT, I mean, Yuga's ecosystem. Yeah. One thing I did want to finish off with, Crier, this episode is talking a little bit about Blur. You did read a thread that had some good insight of like what's going on that side. So please enlighten us with what you read.
Yeah. So Tio had a great little tweet about the effect of the Blur blend and bidding. Like a essentially combo. So essentially we have 80 million tokens in incentives to lower NFT floor prices, because that is the next wave of what they've said is got how much money in Blur terms and the current token and as how much going to be distributed. So, you know, Machi is over here with $14 million in losses that he thinks will be made back up in this incentive, right? So the idea is these floors are constantly getting ground down lower and lower because you only get points if you're bidding. If you actually own them, now you can just lend them out. So people are – you're kind of in like the stasis of – not really losing anything, not really gaining anything. And that's where they really want the idea of Blur, essentially, right? Like they want you providing liquidity to the platform. This system makes it to where there's pretty much fluid liquidity and you can enter and exit at the market at the current price very easily. But on the flip side of that is collections that have strong holdership, right? Where these collections, you know, some of them haven't moved. I think World Women, Cool Cats, Doodles, Yuga, Assets, CryptoPunks, all of them were, you know, 70% of it was the minimum was 70% of the collection hasn't moved in a year. So obviously people are, you know, like me, like you, we have
the ones bag, that baby.
We think they're going to do well. We're holding them. But I do think that the ones that are currently like just diving and getting constantly churned up are the same 30% of the collection that someone sold a while back to the Blur bidders, to these people. And they're just constantly getting chopped and lowered because they are, you know, purposefully taking losses because they think the Blur token will outpace the grind. I mean, it worked really well for the season one. I will say like they, people who were doing it, and you know, got big rewards, got very large rewards. I mean, you know, we saw Franklin get $3 or $4 million worth of Blur token. And realistically, Blur token has held fairly well. I mean, I think it's in the 30s or 40 cent range. You know, I will say when I know you're getting a huge push of it more with the next release, but my idea here is once these rewards stop ending. That third, you know, I think the floors will, you know, start going up because people that are actually buying, I think volume will die or still be dead. But I think just naturally the floors will start returning to a normal, more normalcy where people actually, you know, I'm not going to sell my doodle for one ETH. Like I'd rather not, you know, I'd rather not sell it at all. Right. That's the whole idea. Right.
Facts.
Like I think the potential here, I think we're getting to where some of these prices are pretty low for the potential of what they will bring in the future, right? More in line of what the realistic price is. Like you're paying $4,000 to go to all these events for doodles if you like that ecosystem. Like that's essentially what you're doing now. And I think that's a reasonable price. You're not paying 20 ETH when ETH is worth, you know, $80,000 to be in a club of people who get to enjoy parties randomly. But I do think, you know, $4,000 to $5,000 is reasonable on that side. If you like the stuff that they do. So, you know, and again with Cool Cat, let's say Cool Cats, like why are you going to buy a Cool Cat? It's 0.7, 14. What was that like $1,400?
Yes.
You know, cause you think that the future value of it will be better just because there is stuff coming to the ecosystem, they're doing things, they're actually still creating something, their IP still doing stuff. So like, again, I think there's still those collections that have retained their, if they've retained their holders, like a good percentage of them over, you know, the ones that are holding are holding these for long term, I think there is a lot of potential for them to kind of, if they have the capital to continue and do something. All right.
Listen, that's the dream, man. We're just holding on to these little JPEGs until one of them just pops off. We saw a lot of them pop off to levels we all didn't expect that quickly. And unfortunately, yeah, we had a little takeaway back into the lower end. But I still believe in a lot of these projects that are still building, like you mentioned, that have a great opportunity.
They're still able to create a company like that and awesome draw stuff. Revenue. Yeah.
They just got to keep pushing, got to keep pushing, keep going, just like all of us are in Web3. Just don't be a part of that popularity contest we were talking about earlier. That shit's right. whack as hell. Keep doing you. Keep just figuring it out. And that's all I got. Actually, I got one more thing. You better be watching the third episode of Secret Invasion, because shit is going down.
I think I watched the first one. I liked it. So
it was money. Second one was crazy. Third one, haven't watched it just yet. Probably going to watch it after this. A lot of rumors are that one of the, I'll just say this without spoiling anything, it looks like an Avenger is a Skrull. And that's literally just changes a lot of shit. Changes a lot of shit if maybe not one, but six or eight are Skrulls. Yeah. And where have they been? Where have they been? I know in the comics, some of us have read Secret Invasions on the comic side. And what happened was, like, for years, Mr. Fantastic, I think Elektra, Spider-Woman, they were all Skrulls, and no one knew. Not even the Skrull that became the person knew they were a Skrull. That's how good the technology and the ability to do that was. And it'd be pretty interesting if they picked this said Avenger to be a Skrull, how they do it. Because what if that person missed the events of other Avengers dying, or Thanos, or all this stuff? How, when they go and rescue the person, like, how does that person react to missing out in the last 10 years, 5 years, 8 years, 5 days, 4 days, whatever the case may be? So it's a pretty cool concept, lining up for everything. And I have to mention, this is the last thing on the Marvel side. Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange, aka Doctor Strange, has announced that next year, 2024, he is going to come back as Doctor Strange in a Marvel movie that's not Doctor Strange 3. So that means we're going to get some Doctor Strange action in one of the Marvel movies. So you know your boy is pumped and very happy. Crier, other than that, you got anything for me? Or are we done? Keep grinding. Keep robot poop cleaning. Keep Web3-ing. Keep throwing those bricks.
Hope is a purpose. It's going to be really, really upsetting if it's bad.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Good vibes in the air. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Nerd FT Radio. Peace.